Good morning. It's Sunday morning, and God bless you. Thank you for coming to be with us on this wonderful day. Father, we thank you. We're glad that Brother Freedom is here. We're glad that some of us have gathered. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Ghost. We're so thankful, Lord. Your goodness is beyond imagination, that you would care about us. We're smaller than the tiniest piece of dust in your gigantic universe that you've created, but somehow you still love us. It's a great mystery, a mighty mystery. And we thank you, Lord, for opening your word today as it's read. And we thank you, Lord, for anointing Brother Freedom as you do so very often. We give you praise and honor. And Lord, we thank you for bringing healing to our listener, salvation, deliverance, whatever they need. Oh, Lord, you know their needs and you're so mighty. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Matthew 24, starting in verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Then in Luke chapter 21, starting in verse 31, it says, So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
Father, we just do praise you. We glorify that name above all names, the name of your Son, Jesus. And we know he's coming back soon. We know he's coming when this world is not looking for him. And Father, I remember in that dream about your coming. I remember being departing. Hopefully that I'll be in that. In that dream, it was so real. But I remember there was not a lot of people. Father, I just do praise you and glorify your wonderful name. But I know your precious word says that many are called, but few are chosen. Your word also says, wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many that be the internet, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And few there be that find it. Father, just pray for your power, the anointing, the Spirit of God to be alive this day. Touch our hearts as only you can. Father, we just thank you for every good and perfect gift that you give us daily. Every good thing that we get is from you. Because if you wouldn't hear, we wouldn't get it. It'd be all bad things. And Father, I just do praise you. We have abundance of good. And Father, we can all praise you. We can thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. Oh, Lord, for forgiving us, saving us, setting us free, healing us, making us more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, which loves us. Lord, we don't have to be a castaway. We can walk in your power, walk in your anointing, to being an overcomer. And Father, we count that a privilege this day. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I truly believe that we're living in the days of the day of Jesus coming. I listened to the Christian broadcast, no one says anything about the coming of the Lord. Very little. But I truly believe, according to what I read the Word, we've got to be very singular in becoming the Lord. We as Christians can get, we can actually lose our, if we're not careful. Take heed that yourselves, that lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with the surfeitings and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unaware. What's saying there, right now, we can get so involved in our church, and I believe this is what's happening. We lose the greatest is Jesus, and we're to be waiting, but no one sees it. They can think us out along here, as long as we're out here preaching the gospel. But see, they need to have the Spirit of God because He is the ultimate knowing what's happened. And we get carried away in these sidelines. Yes, they're good, but we're still going to miss. So we're talking about something that's not hasn't been since the beginning of time. It's never been. There'd be a bunch of people that live, and they're not actually going to die physically. They're going to die spiritually, the old man. In that, when it takes place, there's not going to be no second chances. That's the last hour when the Son of Man, which is Jesus, when He comes through the clouds of glory. And if we miss that time, it's only be a split second that it happens. It could happen today. But we start getting our minds on these other things. I know our minds get carried, but we have to somehow try to, at least once in a while, Lord, I'm waiting for Your coming. We don't go get into this like this election's coming up. Yes, we know it's very critical, but what the most critical thing is, we'll be ready when He comes. That's more important than anything in this world, because it's about Jesus. Take heed that no man deceive you. See, the world wants to deceive us, because the disciples seen Jesus was right way back there. He was coming. But we really believe now the signs, the times are truly here. Look about the prophetic hour, 2000. If you figure it up, Jesus should have been here sometime close to that time. But God can stretch it out. But we're in that hour. And it behooves us to be ready, because a split second He comes a second, we're gone. In like manner has He come, like manner He's going to come back after us. He was with basically 120 at that hour, and He showed Himself. And like manner is when He came prepared for the 11 actually. At that hour, they had to be ready because Jesus was ready. Like manner as He left, like manner He's coming back. But the church is caught up in this illusion that they've got to do these works. But the Bible says we're not saved by our works. We're saved by grace. Now, works is part of it, but it's not what we're saved by. We're saved by the precious blood of Jesus, that blood that was spilled upon that cross, that I could be sanctified by faith in Him. In Ephesians, the second chapter, says, after we've done all these things, lest we should boast. See, our boasting, and that's one of the things I watch so intently on ministries. When they get to boasting, and I hear them do it, they're sort of complimenting themselves to the world, letting they know that you're on the right track. That's a false, that's humanism. That's not by the Spirit. That's humanism. It's the human way. Bible says you need not that any man teach you. But as that known and teaches you is truth and is no lie, even as He taught you, ye shall abide in Him. Yes, if that pastor is preaching the Spirit, yes, he's on. Without that, you don't know. You're just following what he thinks. It may be good. And God might be blessing it to some degree. But it's not the same. The anointing of God is the part that elevates us to a place that we can hear God. This other way, we hear the flesh. The other way, we go to Bible schools. Some man teaches us, and this is all repetition. It begins, we're following some man. The same formula comes in missing on Christ when He comes to the clouds of glory. We're so caught up in humanistic endeavors that's done by good deeds on prayerfully, all these things, but it takes away from hearing He's coming. Apostle Paul said He's coming for those that's looking for His coming. In some of the places, we're those that's looking for His coming. And looking, it'd be just like if we was waiting for someone to pick them up on the old type trains, they pull in the station there, we stood there waiting, looking for that person to arrive. We wouldn't dare if it was your loved one. Like my wife, I hadn't seen her in a long time when I was on that job, and I was there expecting to see her, and I could see her in the glass before she got there. But I was looking. I believe this is the same way that we're going to be, because people, we cannot do two or three things at one time, do it well. Women can, but men cannot do it. We need to make sure that we don't miss, whatever it takes, don't miss what's coming. It's a highlight. But Jesus plainly says there's going to be troublesome times. Perilous times are coming. And truly, they're here. I believe if something's not by the Spirit of God, if we don't change through our election, I believe within 3 months we're in trouble spiritually. I see something. It's Satan. He wants to get rid of all, Satan wants to get rid of all followers of goodness. He wants to get rid, take their heads off. And this, what's coming forth, I mean, they're following that. Their hatchets are sharp, and it follows in what the Bible says in that day when you take the mark of the beast. I believe it's that close. And I want to be gone. The Bible says in Revelations 3, he waits for those with patience. He's going to allow you to miss that tribulation is going to come to pass. But God is not slack concerning his promises. And it's getting very critical because our minds, in the old days, it was nothing to keep you locked in on your mindset. But now there's so many things you can do. You go, and I'm not saying nothing against it, but there's just a lot of things that we can get wrapped up in. And when we miss that time, we're missing it. I remember I had another dream. I went through life and I said, can I help you? And it says, no, we don't need you. But yet, and when they said that, I could see where they're living. I don't know what they mean, know what latrine is, but it's a bathroom. And everybody was living in the latrine. Way below standard. God has a standard. And we can have a form of godliness, but if we deny his power, the Bible says from such turn away. It must be in there for a reason. We're to turn away and about face say, well, I'm going to forsake that. I'm going to go to this. See, pastors are afraid to preach. They're afraid they're going to lose their pocketbook. God is your source. He is your way maker. When you start having to satisfy boards and people to keep them, it's for man. It says we're not to be men pleasers, but sent by God. It's Ephesians. Men pleasers don't please God. I went and told a man one time, the Lord told him that he was a men pleaser. To this day, he don't like me at all. But men pleasers, I think we can get that too much. I remember one fellow years ago when he come to me and told me, he said, I wish you'd be more sympathetic with people. I said, what are you talking about? He says, what? He says, you got to sympathize where they're at. I says, yes, you can, but there's no compromises with the things of God. Yes, you love their soul tremendously, but you cannot change what you're preaching. What you live, it's stronger than what you preach. And I believe that our pastors, bless their hearts, they're going to find out. They're going to be right with their people. God's God. Yes, yes, yes. But what I'm talking about now, we're missing a time when you're not going to die. How God changes to death, we don't know. That's his department. But I still don't believe nobody can change that for them either. Can't be changed by a checkbook or purgatory, get them out of purgatory or these kind of things. God's God. And let's give God more credit. He is God. He knows all. When I started seeing he knew all about a caterpillar a lot more than I did, boy, I was just ashamed of myself. Oh, I feel his presence right now. He is here to bless you. He's here to strengthen you. He's here to make you over by the design of his dear son. Oh, take on his nature, the nature of God. We're going to take on that liberty, not a castaway. You're not bound, but you're set free by the glory of God. And with that, God gives you special rights. He gives you the right to preach. He gives you the anointing. He gives you that green light that you cannot have without it. That green light shines very, very big right now. And God says, go for it. And I'll tell you out there, people all over the world, you need to take heed to what you're hearing because this is by God. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I don't claim. But I know he is everything. If you'll take heed to things of the Lord, God's going to touch you right where you are. You don't need to be don't need to send nothing in or nothing out. Just take heed to God, and God wants to deliver you, set you free, heal you, whatever your need is. He is the way. But he's bigger than that, because you can be ready to go to, in the twinkling of an eye, to go away with Jesus. Oh, praise God. You know what has happened? We're going to go up to heaven for just a little bit, and we're going to have a hallelujah time. At the end of that hallelujah time, we're going to come back here on planet Earth. We're coming down, and we're going to have these horses, and we're going to come down with Jesus there at Mount Olives, and we're going to see these armies come down from the north, Russia, and all these wicked China, and all these coming against little old Israel. But we're going to come down there with the Lord. And it tells in the 38th chapter of Ezekiel, the Ezekiel last part, it says, God's going to deal with it with his power. Oh, come on, the glory. We're going to see it happen. Not that we want to see lives killed, but we see the end of iniquity. The end of the problem on earth. The problem on earth is not what we think. It's the iniquity in the land. It's the hypocrisy, the devilishness that's coming down by hordes in this land. It's invading us. That's why it's so hard for me through the week till I get here. Because this devilish thing is in power. It's like living in a cesspool all week to come in to fit the glory comes down. But God made it that way that I have to perform by the Spirit. The unction breaks the yoke. It does the will of God. It sets you free. And you after this day, if you need to be set free, God can set you free today. I'm an old man, 80 years old, and not much left, but I do know the plan that God has. And you can live if you go to him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by Jesus Christ. He is your propitiation of your sins, not for your sins only, but the sins of the whole world. Go for it this day, and God will heal you, set you free, that you can be an overcomer in this last hour. You're not going to be ashamed in that day. Bible talks about, lest that nakedness, your nakedness be seen. Well, that's what we've done in our church. We've been consumed by dirty, filthy garments. Well, our nakedness is going to be seen. And we're going to miss out on heaven. We're going to miss out on God's plan. God wants us enabling by his glory. There's going to be no church of God, no assembly of God. It's going to be God. It's God. All this is man endeavor. We followed man for the time that man started. That's good to start that way, but you're to finish with the glory. Yes, man started, but you're to grow. Grow in the name of the Lord. Oh, praise God. You'll be blessed. You'll receive healing. You'll see a strength. You can be an overcomer. No man without God can be an overcomer. I like to say God's God because he's God. He is God. He is God. He is God. Jesus is his son. The Holy Ghost is part of his Godhead. And I'll tell you, the Godhead knows how we treated him. The churches have treated him very shamefully. They kicked him out of their churches. Anyone got a little bit of zealous, couldn't have that fanaticism in their church. Well, down, you take that with you down to hell, there's not going to be much fanaticism in hell either. There's not going to be nothing down there but wicked, terrible, screaming, terrible, terrible things. You must go to Jesus. He is the way. He's here to save you this day. He died on that cross. That cross, it took our sins, that set me free, that paid for all of my wickedness. I was a wicked person, and we all were wicked, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, that we might be more than conquerors by his great power. The witness of us in our heart, that we might do a supernatural work. Yes, it's going to be supernatural, because that means us people can't do it. God's going to do it. We just press a little pilot button through prayer, through dedication, through loving him. Just push that little love and says, Lord, will you touch it? God says, I'll take it over, my son. Oh, I see the glory. He's taking over this service today. He's going to magnify himself. He's going to glorify you. He's going to make it possible that you're going to get heaven. You're going to come into heaven. You're going to be rich joy. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. You're going to have that supernatural calling. Oh, the blessing that the world does not know, but you can know it today, and you can know what is the victory of God. Oh, praise God. He is that strength. He is that high tower. Oh, praise God. He's coming. Be sure you're ready, because there's not going to be a day like it. Oh, I feel it. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh.
We're glad to be here with you. It's the Holy Spirit that touches Brother Freedom so wonderfully. I've just been enjoying this message so much, and I just trust that your ears and heart have been opened, because you could be touched too greatly. Praise the Lord. Thanks for joining us. It was worth it. It was good. The Holy Ghost did it all.
He praise
did
it God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Jennifer, we thank you. God bless you. Glory! Glory! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Boy. Amen. Wow. Boy. Boy, I lived like a zombie this week. I got elevated today. Praise God. Oh, I feel the glory. I feel the glory. I feel the glory. Glory, glory. Wow. Wow.